The state's efforts to boost markets for locally grown products include a program to get Alaska produce in schools. Governor Sean Parnell has signed into law a bill that would create a farm-to-school program to improve nutrition in elementary school student diets. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Alaska Grown logo may be going back to school. On May 4th, Governor Parnell signed into law a bill that mandates state agencies to find ways to get locally grown products into school cafeterias. The bill, sponsored by Representative Carl Gatto, provides some $181,000 for two positions, one full-time and one seasonal. Francie Havermeister is director of the State Division of Agriculture.
We are still fleshing out this program because this is very new to us. It would be created within the Division of Ag, and their main goal would be to increase procurement and use of Alaska-grown foods in the public schools, as well as some agriculture education. Included in this and important to Representative Gatto, I believe, was getting the kids onto the farms or possibly starting school farms.
The Alaska Farm-to-School program is modeled on similar programs in other states. It is aimed at improving nutrition in school children while helping them understand where their food comes from,
as well as educate the kids on healthy lifestyles and the benefits of buying and eating Alaska-grown, or growing their own for that matter.
Havermeister says the new law improves on a current law providing state-grown produce in schools. She says efforts to do so have not always been successful.
And one of the issues that we've come across, too, is now the majority of the schools that have access to local product want a product that has been value-added and processed. So instead of wanting a whole potato, they would like to get potatoes that are cut and ready to fry or ready to go in the oven for French fries. So these are all issues that we will have to address.
This week, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly approved funds to help construction of an agricultural foods processing center slated for Palmer. Havermeister says the farm-to-school project is not linked to the processing center, although if it is constructed, it could provide some solutions. The borough has $300,000 set aside for the design of the processing center. One aspect of the plan is to provide pre-cut and blanched Alaska potatoes ready for frying. I'm Ellen Lockyer.